a neat hole punching in her forehead, the blood flowing out to drip, drip, drip to the ground. But the woman neither stopped laughing nor fell. Ryan shot again with his massive revolver. Pieces of her clothing were blown away, her semi-nude body punctured in a dozen places, but the great volume of welling blood still only dripped in that single, maddening beat.
Fire!
Leviathan's main cannon boomed, blowing her into a dozen pieces. The steam jumps into the ground and oozed in perfect unison, a chorus of blood. Ryan stared at her with both eyes, shaking his fists in silent rage as he began to feel the world dissolve. The sound of the drip continued unabated, but the images left his vision, and he awakened in a large dark room, his hands manacled to the cold stone wall above him. As his eye became accustomed to the dim light, Ryan saw the rest of his people were chained to the wall to his right. In surging waves of recollection, he remembered the fight on the highway, the bikers, then Amanda gassing his crew, their bodies dropping to the ground as if dead. But it was worse than that. Now they were her prisoners. A glance at his clothes said he had been thoroughly searched. Everything, not just his weapons, gone, except for the clothes themselves. Even the spent shell casings. The rest of the companions were shackled alongside him. Everybody seemed alive, chests rising and falling, so Ryan turned his attention to the chains. They were inordinately thick, like a tow chain for a boat anchor. The links were clean and oily, with not a sign of rust or corrosion. The bolt they looped through was in equally good condition, and not sunk into the mortar between the stone blocks, but directly into the granite. He noticed a door on the far side of the room, squat and massive, banded with iron. It was a tough barrier, but the lock appeared to be an old-fashioned turnkey. JB could probably pick that in a minute, once they were off the wall. To the left were four grilled openings, only blackness visible beyond. But the bars were spotless, the handles gleaming not from constant use, but from being highly polished, with faint traces of wax still in the seam where the brass handle joined the steel doorframe. Damn, but the place was clean. A collection of chains and ropes hung above a grated drain in the center of the windowless room. That boded ill, evoking images of tortured souls bleeding into the sewer. The drain was very large, nearly a foot across, but still too small for even Dean to crawl through. A trickle of water flowed into the grating, and Ryan backtracked it to a neatly coiled garden hose hanging from a shining brass wall mount, the nozzle steadily dripping water, the source of his torment. The one-eyed man licked dry lips, then turned his head away. Staring and wishing would only make his thirst worse. Concentrate on the problem at hand. Recon, then escape. Revenge, if possible.
Ugh, bitch.
The tendons of his arms stood out as he pulled against the chains with all of his strength. They didn't give. Christy rattled her chains.
I have to agree. So she got all of us, eh?
And all of our stuff. We've been searched by pros.
Christy gazed at her misbuttoned shirt.
I know.
Doc came awake with a sour expression.
Bloody hell. Captives of the Lady Ward, I surmise.
Christy's hair coiled tightly.
Everybody okay? I have a terrible sense of suffering.
Yeah, fine.
Not bleeding.
Jack's tumbling hair almost completely masked his face.
I am undamaged. Merely acrimonious.
Dean looked upward.
If that means pissed off, count me in.
Whatever that gas was, it moved like lightning. Must be pre-dark military stuff.
I don't know of any knockout gas that can strike with that kind of speed. Nerve gas, yes, but nothing that merely incapacitates.
Mildred smacked her lips and looked longingly at the dripping water, then sighed. Suddenly, Ryan understood what it was there for, and chalked up another point against the blonde bitch.
No wonder she wanted her bike so badly. I thought it was so she could escape from us.
If only.
JB probed the inside of his mouth.
Damn, They got my lockpick.
Then he wiggled his body around.
Oh, not a thing in my pockets. Bet she took the lint.
No sign of your hat, either.
Tell me about it.
Call if guards approach.
Doc braced his long legs against the wall, then tried to force his thin wrists out of the manacles. Sweat broke out on his brow, and tendons stood out on his arms. A line of blood flowed down his wrists and into his sleeve. For a moment, Ryan thought it was going to work. Then, with an explosion of breath, Doc stopped his exertions.
Yeah. Negative. They have been adjusted for my size.
Get close?
No.
Dean lifted his boots off the floor and jerked downward with his full weight. The chains shook from the effort, but the boy's hands stayed inside the cuffs. Placing his feet back on the floor this time, he bent his knees and jumped into the air to cry out.
Ow!
As his fall was arrested by the shackles.
That was stupid. You could have busted a bone.
I was trying to. Break a few fingers and the cuff will slide right off.
Ryan's gaze moved back and forth across the room.
Good try, but save it till we know more. Something is odd here.
Mildred sniffed the air.
Yes, it's the damnedest thing. But if this was a torture chamber, it's cleaner than most hospitals.
Massaging his wrists, Doc agreed.
A condition that logically makes no sense. Having this grotesque locale, disgusting with rotting corpses and such, is a good way to soften up a victim's resolve. It would make it much easier to get the information the person wanted.
Ryan frowned.
Or maybe she wants her victims comfortable so they last longer. Lots of folks get their jollies slicing and dicing for no other reason than to hear the red music.
Yes, an intriguing puzzle.
Not like puzzles.
Jack hawked loudly and spat on his manacles, trying to wiggle his own hands free, but to no success. A gruff voice spoke from the darkness.
The ward won't tolerate no dirt. No, sir, litter is a slap. Rust gets you whipped and so on.
Ryan went cold inside, frantically searching for the telltale feeling of cold fingers stroking his brain. He had just been wondering why everything was so bastard clean down here, but try as he might, there was no sensation of a mutie reading his thoughts.
Everybody says the same thing first time down here, eh?
Yep. Don't recognize your voices. What block you from? 9? 10? Or is your farmers from detail?
Outlanders from beyond the desert.
Christy stared directly at the cell as if she could see into the lightless interior. There came a guttural laugh.
Good story. Nothing out there but the beast, and folks who like to eat folks, or so I hear.
Also, some vines and bugs that eat damn near anything, but for the most part, you're correct.
Huh? You really from outside?
Yeah.
What happened? Got caught trying to steal food from the guards?
We rescued a woman who called herself Amanda and got this as a reward.
Blonde woman? Big chest, green eyes?
You know her, then?
Oh, yes, I do. This the truth.
As sure as death.
Who are you, anyway? Another traveler?
Prisoner 224474, but my friends call me Shard.
Ryan looked at Christy, and she nodded. The other was a prisoner, and not a guard or sec man trying to fool them. With her okay, the companions introduced themselves.
So, is that blonde bitch actually in charge here? Or just some gaudy slut hired to tease in the customers?
Chains rattled, and a disheveled face appeared at the bars. The hair was long and tied back with rag strips. The beard was full, but squared off. His clothes were old and patched 1,000 times, but painfully clean.
Oh, never say that to her face, or you'll get the twisters right on the spot.
Twisters?
Shard shuddered. Probably thumbscrews, Ryan realized, or something similarly medieval. Maybe electric drills.
Sounds bad. Bill run by real cold hearts, eh?
They got names?
Our lord and leader is the Ward Coltier, but his children speak for him, Lady Ward Amanda and Deputy Ward Richard, heirs to the Citadel. Ain't personally heard the old ward talk for years. Some say he's dead. Some say worse.
And the kids?
Bad ones. Hurt for no reason but the liking of.